sophisticated man was.
Your mouth is open,
Lex said. Tim said, I know him.
Oh, sure, you've just met him.
No, Tim said, I have his book. The bearded man said, what book is that, Tim?
Lost World of the Dinosaurs,
Tim said. Alexis snickered.
Daddy says Tim has dinosaurs on the brain, she said.
Tim hardly heard her. He was thinking of what he knew about Alan Grant. Alan Grant was one of the principal advocates of the theory that dinosaurs were warm-blooded. He had done lots of digging at the place called Egg Hill in Montana, which was famous because so many dinosaur eggs had been found there. Professor Grant had found most of the dinosaur eggs that had ever been discovered. He was also a good illustrator, and he drew the pictures for his own books. Dinosaurs on the brain? The bearded man said. Well, as a matter of fact, I have that same problem.
Dad says dinosaurs are really stupid, Lex said. He says Tim should get out in the air and play more sports.
Tim felt embarrassed. I thought you had to go, he said.
In a minute,
Lex said.
I thought you were in such a rush. I'm the one who would know, don't you think, Timothy? She said, putting her hands on her hips, copying her mother's most irritating stance.
Tell you what, Ed Regis said, why don't we all just head on over to the visitor center, and we can begin our tour?
Everybody started walking. Tim heard Gennaro whisper to his grandfather, I could kill you for this. And then Tim looked up and saw that Dr. Grant had fallen into step beside him. How old are you, Tim?
11.
And how long have you been interested in dinosaurs? Grant asked. Tim swallowed. A while now, he said. He felt nervous to be talking to Dr. Grant.
We go to museums sometimes when I can talk my family into it, my father.
Your father's not especially interested? Tim nodded, and told Grant about his family's last trip to the Museum of Natural History. His father had looked at his skeleton and said, that's a big one. Tim had said,
no, Dad, that's a medium-sized one, a Camptosaurus.
Oh, I don't know, looks pretty big to me.
It's not even full-grown, Dad.
His father squinted at the skeleton. What is it, Jurassic?
Jeez, no, Cretaceous.
Cretaceous? What's the difference between Cretaceous and Jurassic?
Only about 100 million years, Tim said.
Cretaceous is older?
No, Dad, Jurassic is older.
Well, his father said, stepping back, it looks pretty damn big to me. And he turned to Tim for agreement. Tim knew he had better agree with his father, so he just muttered something. And they went on to another exhibit. Tim stood in front of one skeleton, a Tyrannosaurus rex, the mightiest predator the Earth had ever known for a long time. Finally, his father said, what are you looking at?
I'm counting the vertebrae, Tim said.
The vertebrae?
In the backbone.
I know what vertebrae are, his father said, annoyed. He stood there a while longer, and then he said, why are you counting them?
I think they're wrong. Tyrannosaurus should only have 37 vertebrae in the tail. This has more.
You mean to tell me, his father said, that the Museum of Natural History has a skeleton that's wrong? I can't believe that.
It's wrong, Tim said.
His father stomped off toward a guard in the corner. What did you do now? His mother said to Tim.
I didn't do anything, Tim said. I just said the dinosaur is wrong, that's all.
And then his father came back with a funny look on his face. Because, of course, the guard told him that the Tyrannosaurus had too many vertebrae in the tail. How'd you know that?